In June 2011, then 17-year-old Westville Girls High School learner Anna Jennifer Light could have been a victim of Facebook rapist Thabo Bester when she agreed to meet with him at a hotel in Durban for an interview. She spoke to Times Live journalist Orang Singh about how she survived by pure luck.
Just regarding, you know, how you felt at the time when he had messaged you and whether you thought his basic proposition was legit.
So when he contacted me on Facebook, we had a couple of mutual friends in common, which is what I used to use to deduce if someone is legit or not. So we had a couple of mutual friends in common, and I had like been doing promotions quite a bit, being extra in like adverts and music videos. And a lot of it back then would be, you know, through word of mouth. When he told me saying that he was recruiting for like an MTV gig, he said, you know, come through to like one of the hotels in Durban and we'll have an interview set up. And so I didn't think too much about it because this is generally how we used to get invited to casting calls and things back in the day. And then I sent him some details. And then when I told him, when I told my mother about, you know, this opportunity, she was like, I think maybe, you know, you should just have a call with him first, you know, before you go to this place. So then I had a call with him and he was, you know, extremely well spoken. In all the questions I had asked, he had very good answers to. So yeah, so I was pretty much set to go to this interview. I ended up not going.
At the time, were you based in Durban?
Yes, I was based in Durban at the time, yeah.
So what changed your mind, or what changed after those conversations with Thabo that you decided not to go?
So I ended up not going because on the day I was meant to go, my mom fell sick and there was no one else to take me.
Where did he suggest that you two would meet?
It was at some, I can't remember the exact hotel, but it was like a hotel on the Durban waterfront.
Mm. And looking back now, and obviously we know everything following, you know, his conviction on for raping two women in Durban, in a similar way he tried to lure you to this hotel. You know, looking back at everything now, you know, what do you think about the whole thing?
I'm just incredibly thankful and really just grateful that I ended up not going that day. It was just by pure luck that happened. And I mean, if I had gone, I think things could have turned out very, very, very differently for me.
How old were you at the time, Anna?
I was 17.
You were 17. So were you still in high school?
I was still in high school, yes.
What have you thought about the whole scenario? Obviously, you're in the UK, but I'm sure you've been following the news around the whole saga. What's been your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I have been following it very closely and I'm completely shocked. I mean, I think we always kind of think of South Africa being a bit of a lawless place, but there's still certain things that you don't take for granted. Like if someone's in a maximum security cell, you think they're going to stay there. So it's been shocking. It's been disheartening. The fact that he has ruined so many people's lives and the fact that he's just able to continue with it, the fact that he was running a company from prison. Yeah, it's really infuriating.
And does this play into the type of person he was? I mean, you're one of the few people that would have had direct communication with him. I mean, you spoke to him over the phone. And he's been able to con a lot of people, intelligent people. And is that the sort of, you know, person he is?
Yes, I mean, it did happen a long time ago, but yeah, I mean, just from what I remember speaking to him is I was completely convinced he's got a gift, the gift of the gab, as they say. He's just, he knows what to say, when to say it. He knows how to ease your fears. Yeah, he's a very smooth talker, so I'm not surprised that he's, I guess, managed to get as far as he's got.
Anna, if you had any sort of, I don't know if you'd want to have any sort of words of comfort for, you know, those people who are unfortunately victims of Thabo Bester, and we know for a fact that he had raped two women, two models in Durban in a similar fashion in which he tried to lure you at two hotels. You know, I can't understand how they would be feeling, and I'm sure you wouldn't be able to understand either because it didn't go that far with you. But I mean, what would you say to these women if you had an opportunity?
It's such a tough one. Like, I can't even begin to imagine just the trauma that they're reliving, something that they thought they had to that put to bed, and now to see that all of this is happening. Like, I just want to say to them that I'm so sorry for what happened to them, and I really hope that justice is served and that he is caught. Like, he can't keep getting away with this. And yeah,
justice
will be served.
Do you think he'll be caught, Anna?
To be honest, I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. Like, the fact that he's even managed to get this far and do all of these things in front of everyone's eyes, I don't know. I hope I'll be proven wrong, but I'm not feeling hopeful.
Interview done by Times Live journalist Oran Singh. Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.